This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans may see significant changes to their tax bills in 2023. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on the biggest package of tax changes in more than a decade.
They'll raise more than $400 million in new tax money each year by reducing tax breaks for some businesses and wealthier people. And the state will also spend hundreds of millions on tax credits and refunds for lower-income families and small businesses. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Summit County, home to several Colorado ski resorts, has declared a workforce housing crisis. CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
The Summit Board of Commissioners passed a resolution that says it's essential the county increase the number of affordable workforce housing units. They're calling on governments, businesses, and employers to find ways to address the workforce housing shortage and asking Governor Polis to use federal COVID relief money to help. The resolution, which has no binding action attached to it, says that doing nothing will, quote, result in irreversible changes to the fabric of the community. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
There is another spot in Denver for people who need a temporary place to spend the night. The city's fourth site, called a Safe Outdoor Space, opened last night at a church parking lot in Denver's Park Hill neighborhood. It can take in up to 40 people each night. Metro Denver and the Front Range have highs today in the 80s. It'll be cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.